For almost two decades, the blog By Common Consent has served as a safe space for Mormons who have questions or doubts, or just craving honest discussions on complicated topics. As part of our ongoing Believer series, KUER's Lee Hale spoke with Steve Evans, who came up with the idea.
The term blog is outdated these days, but for all intents and purposes, that's what By Common Consent is. It became popular during a time when Mormon blogs were popping up left and right. Now, a lot of them have fizzled out, but with tens of thousands of hits each week, By Common Consent is as strong as ever.
Yeah, it's sort of miraculous. No, this is not a time for blogs. It's not a time for, you know, long-form reading of any kind. But that's exactly what we try to bring.
Steve Evans is an attorney and a father, meaning he's busy. But since it began 17 years ago, the site has been a priority for him, and the accompanying Twitter account, too. If you follow By Common Consent, or BCC, on Twitter, then you've seen Evans snark your side. It's a mix of scripture and pop culture references, sometimes in all caps. For example, BCC says Kid A by Radiohead is their best album, and it is not up for discussion. But when it comes to the blog, there's a distinct purpose there.
The goal is to look at the questions that you've always had at church, but never had the time or the opportunity to really ask, or to have discussions that you might have started with somebody but never had the time to finish. It's just a place where people are kicking around ideas.
The writers on the site are hand-selected and include professors, scientists, lawyers, some people who have written about Mormon issues for decades, while others are just starting out. But why that name? By Common Consent. It's a phrase taken from Mormon scripture, the Doctrine and Covenants to be exact. There's a verse that states, quote, "All things shall be done by common consent in the church," meaning when it comes to policy changes, leadership appointments, major decisions, the consent of all Mormons matter. And this website is sort of holding the LDS Church to that. They weigh in on all those things, and they don't shy away from the controversial.
Some Mormons think you guys are out of line a little bit.
I think we're out of line a little bit sometimes, too. We frequently get things wrong, and that's probably okay. My goal is not to lead anybody away from belief. My goal is to enrich that belief. But I frequently get things wrong.
When you say wrong, what do you mean?
Both wrong in terms of, you know, the facts. You know, we're blogging. We're doing this quickly on the fly. Sometimes we'll get facts wrong. Certainly, I don't understand the mind of the brethren in the church office building. You know, I don't have a hotline to prophets and apostles. And so when we write about intent or origin of some policy or teaching or another, we may not get it right.
Can you think of a moment in time when you were just glad that somebody wrote what they wrote at the time that they wrote it?
I'd probably point out several years ago, a friend of mine, Cynthia Lee, she's a computer science professor at Stanford, and she writes with us. She wrote a post looking at the fact that at the time that women in the church had never offered prayer in the LDS General Conference. And she looked at the issue and said, you know, this isn't right. There's no doctrinal explanation for it. There's no reason it hasn't happened, but it should happen.
That story was posted in October of 2011. And then, a year and a half later, it happened. The first woman prayed during General Conference. Evans doesn't give this article all the credit, but it seemed to get the conversation going, and that was the point. Evans has also used By Common Consent as an outlet for his own thoughts. For example, back in November of 2015, when the LDS Church announced that the children of gay couples could not be baptized, he turned to the site to work through it.
That policy has been really difficult for a lot of people. It's difficult for friends and family of my own. And
is it difficult for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those things that I don't understand and I don't expect to understand, something that I'm not okay with. But being able to write about it and say that I'm not okay with it, that I don't understand it, that it affects friends and families, and that it's really difficult. Even articulating that, I think, is it's enormously cathartic for me.
But it's more than just that. By Common Consent serves as proof of the kind of Mormon community Evans is most proud of, a place where you can truly speak your mind.
Because if you harbor these things, if you don't have anywhere to talk about them, if you've got nowhere to go, you're left with a much more binary choice. If I can't talk about these things at church or with, you know, people I trust, where can I go? And the answer is nowhere. You have to leave. And I think that's a false choice. I think there is room within my faith to talk about difficult things and to disagreeing even with leadership on some things. And it's just enormously comforting to know that there is a place where these ideas can be sort of thrashed out altogether.